Hi, this is Emmaline Chang, and this is the Creative Activation, Stay in Motion and Reach Your Creative Goal. So we're going to begin by grounding. Just find a place to sit where you can be comfortable. And then feel the support of the surface you're sitting on, whether it's a couch or the floor or the earth. Feel that support beneath your body. And allow your breathing to soften and relax so that you're breathing in an easy, natural rhythm, your own rhythm. Allowing your breath to fill your belly and lungs, and then leave your belly and lungs. And as you breathe, with each exhale, just allow yourself to let go of any extra thoughts, worries, distractions, to-dos. And as you inhale, allow yourself to become fully present in this moment. So that with each exhale, you become more and more empty. And with each inhale, you become more and more present. Exhaling and emptying. Inhaling and becoming present. Empty and present. And in the space of emptiness and presence, allow your eyes to close if they haven't already. And imagine that you are at the ocean, looking out over endless waves to a pure blue horizon. And as you look out over the shimmering waves to the horizon, connect deep in your heart to your creative goal, the one that is truly right for you. That creative goal may be very clearly defined, or it may just be a longing inside you. And whatever form your goal is taking, just know it is the right form for now and connect to it. And as you connect to your goal, you look out over the waves to the horizon and you see, like shimmering outlines, so many possible future selves for you. Some of these future selves are glowing and vital, shining and alive. Some are dimmer and weaker. And just allow your eyes to naturally be drawn to the future self that is glowing with the most vitality and joy, your most joyful future self. This is your future self who has reached your creative goal and so much more. And as you focus on that self, see that self begin to move towards you, coming closer and closer, growing larger and larger, because what you focus on expands. And see your most joyful future self coming towards you. Oh, over the waves and finally arriving in front of you. And feel the energy of your most joyful future self. See how your most joyful future self looks. Feel yourself's energy. And then allow yourself to reach out and touch your most joyful self and merge with your most joyful future self. As you merge, you feel the energy of your most joyful future self. Feel it sinking into every cell of your body, permeating every bit of your body. And as you get used to feeling this energy, you also realize this is the you who has reached your creative goal and more, who is living the most joyful possible version of your life. And your most joyful future self knows exactly how you got to that point and is here now to guide and support you in becoming that most joyful you. And your most joyful future self is filled with so much love and compassion and understanding for you because your future self is you, the version of you who has that most joyful life. And so holding and feeling the energy of your most joyful future self, feeling its love for you, bring up the vision of your creative goal. And if, as you connect to that creative goal, if any doubts come out, just hold those doubts with love. Hold those doubts in the power and energy and love of your most joyful future self. And know that you have the ability and power to find whatever will help you transform those doubts. And ask the universe and the divine and your most joyful future self, ask them to bring you whatever you need to transform and move through those doubts. Ask that your eyes be open to see the resources or people who can help you. Ask that your spirit be open to take whatever action is necessary to receive that support. And trust that it is here and you will see it. Then step back and step into your vision of your creative goal. Reconnect to your creative goal. And ask your most joyful future self, what will help me move towards my creative goal most effectively today? What will help me move towards my creative goal most effectively today? And receive the guidance. Write it down. If it feels right. what are the best actions I can take today to reach my creative goal? What are the best actions I can take today to reach my creative goal? Receive the guidance, write it down. Pause. If you need more time to receive your guidance, you can pause this activation. And then ask your most joyful future self, do you have any other guidance for me? Do you have any other guidance for me? Receive the guidance, write it down if it feels right. And again, you can pause this activation if you want more time to receive that guidance. And when you have fully received the guidance, give gratitude to your most joyful future self. Give so much thanks for the gift of these actions and this guidance. And take a moment to commit to doing these actions today and following this guidance today. You can put a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly as you make this commitment to yourself. And if there are any fears or doubts, just ask to receive the support today and be open to receiving it. The exact right support to do these actions. And then, now that you have made this commitment to yourself, just allow yourself to come slowly back to the room or the place that you're in, hearing the sounds, sensing the air, feeling the light. When it feels right, you can open your eyes and fully return. And then, as you go forward today, take these actions and follow this guidance and be open to any and all support that is there for you. And I send you forward into your day with blessings, and I hold the vision that you are in motion and you will reach your creative goal. And so it is. Blessed be.